Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Ah, it's a great day for Cupid to take aim at your heart or a Republican arse. Welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, politics, personal growth, and justice. How are you? I know, not a shocker, but still a disappointment. We'll talk about the impeachment trial fallout and take it all in. Hey, it's Valentine's Day, too. What's your favorite romantic movie? We're taking an unofficial, unscientific listener poll. We'll celebrate with great songs, varying degrees of love, if you know what I mean. Celebrate some important anniversaries and passages, and we'll get you in the mix. Are you listening live? It is Sunday, February 14th. It's an early start today, 10 a.m. out west, 12 noon central, and 1 o'clock here in the east. Number in motion, 347-857-4505. If you got the social media memo and tagging along for the early live ride, you can avail yourself of the PopNet chat box and or the Facebook page. Twitter, you know, 24/7 at AB Writes. All being helmed by the talented TCS crew. You know, my mouth doesn't work at 1. I'm usually working later. Judy and I are in the booth, ML at headquarters, and is being brought to you in part by Dunkin'. The universe still runs on Dunkin'. You can enjoy all your favorites and do so safely. Download their app today for contactless ordering. The universe runs on Dunkin'. Also by Audiophile, music, books, podcasts. Go ahead, caress your ears with everything you want to hear from Audiophile. And by Net. It's arts, culture, and conversation on air, online, up and running 24/7. As you know, they feature select editions of the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show and those robust roundtables. So, big buildup yesterday, only to be let down. It happens. Let's talk about it. Thanks for tagging along on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show.
Worst of all, you never call, baby, when you say you will. In the Capitol Rotunda, the remains of a brave man rest in a place of honor. His name was Officer Brian Sicknick, and he died a hero. Now, Brian Sicknick deserves justice. The mob that murdered him and injured other Capitol police officers wasn't mindless. It was sent there.
I don't know if I'll do the fighting myself or if other people will.
It was a mob fed a diet of lies, conspiracy, and propaganda. Fantasies of stolen elections. Now, the people who fed that mob are trying to escape responsibility. Donald Trump is responsible. Rudy Giuliani is responsible. Josh Hawley is responsible. Kevin McCarthy, Ted Cruz, Rick Scott, Ron Johnson, Fox News, Newsmax, OANN. They didn't strike the hundreds of blows that killed Brian Sicknick and hurt his colleagues. But they told the lie that led their followers to act. And the blood is on their hands.
The Lincoln Project is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Big Stuff for the Teflon Don, courtesy of Nixie and Pearlie, two hearty irregulars. Thanks for chiming in, gals. I know it may not be the last time we play it, but we'll see. Seasons of Trump, Randy Rainbow, that one for Dondi. The Lincoln Project putting out in stark terms. Many folks have blood on their hands, not just Trump, but a whole bunch of people, including a couple that voted for his acquittal, like Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz. Were they saving their own butts, too? We'll talk about that. Can I Get a Witness from Dusty Springfield and Build Me Up Buttercup from the Foundations with a wink and a nod to Candy. Kind words via the Potnet chat box. Thanks for taking along for the live ride, my dear. Yeah, they built us up for about an hour and a half. They said they wanted to call witnesses. They wanted to call Gene Herrera Butler, who is a Republican rep, who apparently heard or was told, actually, by Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader, that his conversation with Donald Trump on January 6th, in which he implored Trump to send out the National Guard, was met with blasé attitude, where Trump just said, well, people are angry. Yes, Kevin, they're more concerned about the election than you are. She was going to testify under oath to that. It was a little big skirmish, about an hour and a half, 2 hours delay in the trial. Confab going on the floor between senators and the House managers and the Trump's counsel. Trump's counsel threatened, well, if you're calling a witness, we're going to call hundreds of witnesses. I have to depose hundreds of people, all this kind of nonsense, which seemed to be a bit of a bluff, but they fell into it because they didn't want to open a Pandora's box. Personally, I think they should have called Pence and McCarthy. But who knows if they would have come willingly and if they would have told the truth. So I guess they felt they couldn't do it. People like Chris Coons kind of put the kibosh on it and said, look, we don't have the votes. McConnell is going to acquit. They're all going to acquit no matter what. And so be it. But they certainly were out-lawyered. The House managers out-lawyered Trump's team, although Trump's team, in true fashion, they all exuded his arrogance, his nastiness, and his lack of discipline. It was a shambles. But Vanderveen, the sleazy guy they got from Philadelphia at the last minute, who, by the way, sued Trump last year over the voter fraud thing, which is interesting, said that we body slammed their case. He's actually pretending that he actually won the case as opposed to the fact that the Republicans just acquiesced to political favor, which is what they did. But we had seven folks who stood up, and I'm grateful for that because that shows some moral courage, I guess. Cassidy from Louisiana, who just won re-election, was summarily censured last night by the Louisiana State Party for voting his conscience, which I find is outrageous. But so be it. Because, again, he's got 6 years. And anyway, he said he had no choice. The man was obviously guilty. And add to that, Collins and Murkowski and Toomey and Sass and Romney and Burr. Burr was the only surprise. I think I pretty much thought those other folks were going to go that way, at least according to what they had said about the quote-unquote constitutional argument, which was quickly dismissed because we have precedent for it and we have scholarship on it. But another story. They were looking for something to hide behind, and that's what McConnell hid behind when he came out and made his speech right afterwards by saying that Trump is obviously morally and practically responsible, and he kind of was indicating they should pursue criminal charges, which may or may not happen. We'll see. What say you on all of this? Please, Twitter, AB Rides, phone line 347-857-4505, should you be joining us for the early Valentine's Day Ride, and the Facebook page of the Pumpkin Chat Pucks, of course, also available for you. I know a lot of people are disappointed and upset. Richard said, hey, you know, Republicans still support Trump despite his losing the popular vote twice, despite him losing the House and the Senate, despite him never achieving 50% approval, despite his record of failure. Why? Because they see the only way forward as voter suppression and white minority rule. That is scary stuff, but so true, Richard. That's what I've been talking about. Even now, the voter suppression efforts, or I shouldn't say even now, especially now, the voter suppression efforts in these states are being ramped up. Even in Georgia, where Brad Raffensperger, the Secretary of State there, who I believe deserves a Profile in Courage Award for the way he stood up to Trump and said, I can't just manufacture votes for you, sir, is working on voter suppression as we speak, trying to curtail absentee voting, trying to work on ID, strengthening the quote-unquote ID laws, all of this stuff. The voter suppression myth is alive and well, and unfortunately, we've got to keep working on it and be vigilant. As I said, let's push the Congress to pass the John Lewis Voting Rights Act and push all your states, especially the red states, who have control of the state legislatures on this, because Christopher Krebs, who ran the election, lifelong Republican, worked in the George W. Bush administration, hired under Trump as a cybersecurity chief, was fired, we know, via Twitter once he said this was the most secure and safest election in American history, stands by that. So we have to work on this. Don't believe these claims and the bogus claims, but I'm with you on that, Richard, and we have to do it. And people are, you know, it's the white panic. And as I said, as we get demographic shifts over the next 20, 25 years, when we come majority minority nation in terms of population, this is going to be something that, you know, the white panic, if they push the Republicans instead of embracing the changes and accepting them and coming out, I keep saying, come out with better ideas and make your party bigger. Don't just embrace the crazies and the criminals, which is what's going on now. It's just ridiculous, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Dean says, now is the time for the SDNY, New York Attorney General, Manhattan D.A., and Fulton County D.A. in Georgia to indict and prosecute Trump. The only way we can prevent another insurrection by Trump and the GOP is by spending his final years in a prison cell. Fantasies of all fantasies, Dean. But you know what? At some point, even the original Teflon Don, John Gotti, he died in prison. So eventually karma catches up. It just may well. And we'll see what happens going down to Georgia. Speaking of Georgia, which, of course, is opening up a case because they've got it on tape. I mean, you talk about election projection deflection, which is he's a master of. He might be indicted and convicted, whether he goes to jail, I don't know, but convicted of election fraud, where he was trying to solicit those illegal, you know, manufactured votes. What else can you say? It's on tape. It's a smoking gun, that's for sure. But anyway, speaking of Georgia, there's a great backstory going out about the song, the classic song, Midnight Train to Georgia. Jim Weatherly, the songwriter who's written a bunch of songs, including the classic hit for Gladys Knight and the Pips, passed away this past week at 77, and I just heard the story. He was friends with Lee Majors and Farrah Fawcett, who were a couple at the time, and he was on the phone with them, and Farrah said she was packing her bags and taking a midnight flight to Houston. So he started to write this song, Midnight Plane to Houston, and presented it to, I guess, a record producer. They had it pinned for Sissy Houston to perform it, and she said, nobody I know takes a plane, and we don't go to Houston. We go to Georgia. I take trains. So he changed it to Midnight Train to Georgia. She didn't get the hit. I don't maybe she recorded it, but the big hit came from Gladys Knight and the Pips. But there you go, the backstory of one of the classics. Georgia's still in the news. Great song, too. The Apes of the Dark Blue Show. Hey, weigh in. Hey, by the way, what's your favorite romantic movie? Let us know.
So he's leaving the life he's come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going.
He said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, 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 what's left of the world? The world he left behind. Not so long.
Georgia,
leaving on the midnight train.
Much up. That I'm just saying, but if I'm the same and hope
The Supremes, Our Day Will Come, the Amy Beth Arkwee Show. Not Diana Ross in the lead there, it's Mary Wilson. Sadly, we lost Mary this past week at the age of 76. Also, the Beatles, British Invasion, firmly landed on the Ed Sullivan Show on February 9th, 1964, with their classic All My Loving, a special Valentine send-up from Tina to Sal. And Rod Stewart reimagining Carole King's classic So Far Away, that from the Tapestry album, the iconic album celebrating its 50th anniversary this month, so we're celebrating it too. And Gladys Knight and the Pips, the late Jim Weatherly penned classic Midnight Train to Georgia. All eyes are now on the Fulton County DA exploring charges against the former rogue president, twice impeached, twice acquitted, Donald Trump. The election fraud case. It seems to be a pretty obvious one because they got his voice smoking gun on tape. We'll see how all that plays out. Don't forget the Teflon Don situation. John Gotti, the original Teflon Don, wound up dying in prison. So karma sometimes catches up with these people. We'll just have to see how it goes. Twitter, AB Rights, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, Fopnet chat box, anything, everything on your mind, by all means. Tell us about it. Folks are still kvetching, and rightfully so, about impeachment. But if you want to have some fun on the side, we're taking an unofficial and scientific listener survey about our favorite romantic movies. So keep that in mind and weigh in however it works for you. Love this. Frank Bruni, in his op-ed page opinion piece in the New York Times, says that Trump blessed mob violence at his campaign rallies. He blessed mob violence in Charlottesville, Virginia. He's against mob violence the way I'm against spaghetti carbonara, which is to say that he thrills to it and eats it up. I hear you, Frank. Rogi says, and with that sham impeachment, the U.S. loses the ability to preach democracy to any tin pot dictator ever again. Trump impeachment, what a joke. Yeah, unfortunately it is. Zach says he's acquitted again. It's a shame, but let's be vigilant about voter registration and voting rights. Like you said, vigilance will be key. Totally agree with that. Andy says, Trump impeachment goes, McConnell is guilty, and they're all complicit. All the GOP, the people that didn't vote, I agree, they are complicit. The House managers more than made their case. It was a fait accompli from the beginning, but they acquitted themselves, no pun intended or pun intended, quite well. There were some rising stars there, like Jonah Goose, the rep from Colorado, Stacey Plaskett, the rep from the Virgin Islands, Madeline Dean from Pennsylvania. They all acquitted themselves quite well and did a really tremendous job. And of course, the House, the lead House manager, Jamie Raskin, who proved to be as eloquent as he was prepared, as opposed to the opposing counsel. But when it's in the bag and the check isn't in the mail, I guess they just figure they can phone it in. And they did. But they have a lot of chutzpah to pretend they actually won, which I think is pretty outrageous, if you know what I mean. You got some pent-up anger, some issues you have to deal with. You want to sort of process it through. The best way to do it, I always say, you know, channel that into something creative. That helps for me. Take out a pen and paper and just start writing out your feelings. Find a creative outlet. And when the Inspiration to Action Challenge helps folks re-embrace their inner artist and get more creative, I'm always thrilled at that. Stony from East Hampton, New York writes in, thank you so much for getting my juices going again. I haven't written in a long time, but now I'm doing it again. I'm really not sure if I'm onto something, but I feel like I am, and I feel more empowered. And it does feel better and more centered anyway, so thank you for that. Well, you're very welcome, Stoney. Keep going, and you know what? If it's working for you and you're working it, you are onto something. It's about the process first. Results come later. Keep at it. Please keep us posted on Inspiration to Action. If it's worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout-out. You deserve it. And more than that, I think you're really spurring other folks on because we're kind of in this together. We give each other permission. Very often, a creative endeavor is very solitary. Writing certainly is. Painting is. Sometimes, you know, works with other people. You know, sometimes there's collaboration, but a lot of times you're by yourself, and especially now with quarantine. But when you know other people are doing it, it kind of spirits you on. So thank you so much for telling us that it's working for you because it may help somebody else. On the other hand, you need a little push in the right direction. Let's start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. The first one is always on me. Give me a couple of weeks to connect, and I'll do so. Either way, please reach out to me at the website. It's amybetharkawy.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed. And while you're there, you can check out my stories. The Eliza Gordon Mysteries are available. We also have other books and collections available. Also, a chance for you to chime in. Guest suggestions, big story and forgotten 45 requests. We have links to the podcast and social media connections, too. It's kind of a one-stop shopping arrangement at the website, amybetharkawy.com. And creativity, you can start young, keep going all the way through to old age if you're so lucky, and it keeps you young. It's the true fountain of youth. Indeed. So Started Young was this next, you know, we talked about Tapestry reaching 50. Another album is also celebrating its 50th anniversary this month. It's the Carly Simon self-titled debut album. Carly Simon put her on the map at the age of 24 in 1971. And it was so impressive that it got her a nomination and a victory at the 1972 Grammys as the Best New Artist. That was a good call. Sometimes they don't make the good call, but sometimes they do, and that one was. Of course, this was a song that launched the whole thing. It's kind of a Debbie Downer of a love song for Valentine's Day, but it's a beauty. That's the way I've always heard it should be. Carly Simon, the debut album celebrating 50 years on the Amy Beth Arkwright Show.
By no remark, I tiptoe past the mask.
face again. Can't you see what I am? I live and I breathe for you. But what good does it if I ain't got you?
The great late Chick Corea on the Amit Bhattacharya show, his jazz fusion broke down all kinds of barriers. He passed away this week at the age of 77. Also, Barry Gibb and Jay Buchanan reimagining the Bee Gees classic To Love Somebody, that one on the Greenfields collection. Barry Gibb and a slew of artists coming up with new interpretations. It's the Bee Gees, the Brothers Gibb Songbook, Volume 1. I love the Volume 1 because that means there's going to be more of them because there are oh so many songs, that's for sure. And Carly Simon, That's the Way I've Always Heard It Should Be, a song that put Carly on our national musical conversation 50 years ago. Wow, her debut album, standing side by side with Tapestry, Carole King's big album. The singer-songwriter movement really was ushered in the early 70s. And those two women still going strong. Carole King, by the way, is on the ballot to be inducted as an artist in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She's already in as a songwriter, but she's not in as a solo artist. Interesting, Carly has never been nominated. I find that strange. And some people who were nominated one time and they don't get nominated again, it's very strange. Pat Benatar, I thought, would have won last year, did not, and she's not on the ballot. You have to take a look at the fan ballot. Folks can vote, I think, now through April. So stay tuned. We'll talk more about that on future shows as well. So anything, everything on your mind, by all means, weigh in. Twitter, AB Writes, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box. Keep in mind, I know folks are still ranting and raving about the impeachment, as we all are, but it's also Valentine's Day, so we thought our unofficial unscientific listener survey would focus on your favorite romantic movies. And a few folks have chimed in on that one. Jean says, Love Actually, love it at Christmas and Valentine's Day. Or really any time. Yeah, I get it. Donna, Phil, and Sammy all voting for Harry Met Sally, When Harry Met Sally. Makes sense. Good one. Carla says, any Bette Davis, especially Now Voyager and Elizabeth in Essex. Oh, I love Bette Davis's. Now Voyager, of course, is a classic. Mr. Skevington is a good one. Stolen Life, there are a lot of good ones. Yeah, I like those too. And Deanie says, Doris Day. Classics. I know they're corny, but I love them, especially A Touch of Mink and Pillow Talk are my favorites. Yeah, they kind of hold up in a weird way. They are dated, but still stylish and fun to watch, and lots of good stuff indeed. It's time for a little Pillow Talk, right? Indeed, it is. I mean, it's a great show.
Pillow Talk, Pillow Talk, another night of hearing myself talk, talk, talk.
Rest your and holly, cruise and holly. Our conductor's on the treason trolley, starting insurrections. The only way they get erections.
Cruz would want us to do this, so.
Yeah, absolutely.
Add Sad Rudy, Dim Jim Jordan, plus McCarthy, all we need's a warden. Catering to haters and patriots who vote for traitors. They don't care if they're repulsive, oh my God, and disrespected. All they want's to get their lying asses reelected. Cruz and Holly, Cruz and Holly. Please expel them or we're screwed, by golly. Here's our chance to rout them and end their squeal, to stop the steal, and we'll be great again without them. They suck!
Great Bette Midler and the folks from Midas Touch and Cruz and Holly to the tune of Love and Marriage on Amy Beth Arquish Show. Perfect and appropriate for Valentine's. They were complicit for sure and voted to acquit Trump. Interestingly enough, Josh Hawley throughout the week was supposedly sitting up in the gallery with his feet up and working on paperwork, not even spending time looking at anything. There were people reading books. There were people looking at iPads. And in fact, at some point, Lindsey Graham, Marco Rubio, and Cruz, I think, just walked out in the middle of, I think, somebody, was it Castro or Neguse, talking about remorse and lack thereof. You know, this wouldn't be allowed in a regular courtroom, but I guess in the Senate anything goes. Very strange indeed. The Love American style theme, remember that show from the 70s? Yeah, crazy stuff. And of course, Doris Day's classic Pillow Talk on the Amy Beth Arquish Show. That's the new talk show that Mike Lindell, the pillow guy, the My Pillow guy, is going to have on Newsmax. You got to love David Hogg, the young Parkland activist. He's starting a pillow company because he wants to put Mike Lindell out of business. Now, is that a cancel culture or just using your smarts and being creative? I think it's the latter. Very intriguing indeed. Talk about cancel culture. They're always railing about that. And by the way, I am too. I don't think there is such a thing as cancel culture. I think it's consequence culture. And I think the place shakes out how it shakes out. But the GOP, the party, like censuring people like Cassidy in Louisiana because he voted his conscience, or Wyoming for censuring Liz Cheney also for voting her conscience for impeachment. And Ben Sasse from Nebraska, I don't know if he was censured, and I don't know where he is in terms of reelection, but his comment, this is before he voted to convict Trump, when he was just allowing the process to move on, he said to his Nebraska party, you can censure me if you want to, but it's not conservative, it's not Republican to have a weird worship of one dude. So, Mr. Sasse, I applaud you. You lose, you lose, you move on. I think he was a college president before this. Go back to doing that. Hopefully, I think, really, certainly history will reward you. But I think even the political future and fortunes will reward all the people who stood up, because I don't think the Trump thing is going to wear well. I really don't. I mean, just look at your history. Look at Richard Nixon. Look at Joe McCarthy. This stuff doesn't tend to wear well, even in the short term. Nixon, people still have a lot of Republicans on his side. After he left, but after a while, more things came out about Watergate and the tapes and everything else. I don't know. I mean, we'll see. I know it's different times now. There's some dark forces in this country. There's that dark web, which, you know, the QAnon people actually believe that Trump is still in office or he's going to be reinstated on March 4th, whatever the date is. They always, all the cults, that's how they do it. When doomsday comes and it didn't really come, they just push it up. I don't know why they picked March 4th, but I know there's rumblings and there's all that violent talk. I still say, we have to be patient. We have to be vigilant about voting and everything else. And holding those responsible, they have to be held accountable. Find a way to do it for the justice system, et cetera, and voting. Vote them out. But we also have to be kinder to each other. We have to listen more. We have to follow Joe Biden's lead. And I do think we have Joe Biden. He will be our bomb, B-A-L-M, of calm, compassion, and competence. So let's give him some time. He's been doing his work, doing hard work, helping us that vaccine rollout, with, of course, Trump and company left us bare. A new study came out. I've been saying this all along. 40% of the deaths could have been avoided if not for Trump's actions. Wow. So he's got lots of people, lots of bodies on his count. That's for sure. It's unfortunate, but true. Twitter, AB Rise, phone line 347-857-4505. We want to go around the horn a bit. Yes, we have a couple of folks chiming in. We're going to stick around for a little while to get these, have everybody who wants to chime in, chime in. Ron says, Trump says his mission now is to focus on the 2022 elections, defeating Republicans running for re-election who voted to impeach him. Of course, McConnell and McCarthy are going to try to regain the majority with Trump working against them. That's how dysfunctional the GOP is right now. Yeah, indeed. But Catherine says, I suspect Trump won't have a lot of time to run around the campaign trail for anybody. He'll have other things to worry about, like the justice system. The big lie is over. Handcuffs are coming. We'll see. And John says, January 6th is a part of the legacy of all those who were complicit, people who supported Trump's attempted insurrection, as well as blocking the votes of states that voted for President Biden. Lindsey Graham, I hope you hire Bruce Castor to defend you in your Georgia criminal case. Yeah. Lindsey Graham is also implicated because he made calls to try to fiddle around. He says not. He just wanted to make sure they had a process in place to review signatures for absentee ballots. So he may get out of it because he's not on tape, I don't think. But Trump is. So the smoking gun is there, indeed. It is the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, Twitter, AB Rights, phone line 347-574-5, should you find yourself joining us live on Sunday, February 14th. Facebook page, Fountain Chat Box, open as well. As we said, the Carly Simon debut album hit the stacks of wax back then in 1971, 50 years ago, around the same time that Carole King's seminal album Tapestry, which is still on the charts, I think, somewhere, right? Not a dud on that album, I'll tell you. Carole King, what a beauty. Here's another one. Bridget wanted to hear it. It's Way Over Yonder. Carole King, I'm Amy Beth Arkowitz. Give a listen. Here we go.
Way over yonder is a place that I know. Where I can find shelter from a hunger and cold, and the sweet taste in good life is so easily found. Way over yonder, that's where I'm bound. I know when I get there, the first thing I'll see is the sun shining golden, shining right down on me. Then trouble's gonna lose me, worry leave me behind, and I'll stand up proudly in true peace of mind. Talking about a way over yonder is a place I have seen in a garden of wisdom from some long ago.
Ladies and gentlemen, here again are the Supremes singing Up the Ladder to the Roof.
Sinner. I want the only
Charlie Simon, 50 years ago, the great self-titled debut album hit the shelves in just a center on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. The Supremes, live on the Ed Sullivan Show, Up the Ladder to the Roof. That was the first hit they had after Diana Ross departed, and Gene Terrell took over as lead singer. Cindy Birdsong and the late Mary Wilson on backup. Carole King's Way Over Yonder from Tapestry. It is the Amy Beth Arkley Show. One final time around the social media horn before we sashay out of here. A lot of folks are still kind of incensed about the whole impeachment trial thing. Even though we knew it was a fait accompli, you still feel let down. I get you. Nikki says, let me say this. If the GOP, since the GOP acquitted Trump, they know that he will always be their worst nightmare forever and ever. Eating them up for breakfast and ridiculing some of them and ending their careers, it will be a day they regret and nothing they can do about it. Yeah, yeah. Well, they've chosen that course. That is for sure. Ron says, Trump now says his mission is to focus on the 2022 elections and defeating Republicans running for re-election who voted to impeach him. McConnell and McCarthy are trying to regain the majority with Trump working against them. That's how dysfunctional the GOP is right now. Yeah, okay. But Catherine says, I suspect Trump might be too busy to be on the campaign trail. He'll have pressing matters in the Justice Department to worry about. The big lie is exposed. Handcuffs await. We'll see. Lindsey Graham has tweeted out, there is no doubt that January 6th was one of the saddest days in American history. It will be part of President Trump's term in office. Well, that's kind of a nothing, you know, no judgment. It certainly was. But John, retorting to that, says January 6th is also part of Lindsey's legacy, too, as you supported Trump's attempted insurrection as well as blocking the votes of states that voted for President Biden. Hope you hire Bruce Castor to defend you in your Georgia criminal case. Well, yeah, Lindsey's under investigation, too, because he tried to at least investigate the votes. He says he was just looking over the absentee ballots and wanted to know if they had a process to do that. Again, voter suppression waiting in the wings. He's not on tape. Trump is, so Trump has a bigger burden to bear, but he's, of course, a former president, and we've never put a former president in prison. Will we do it? Could it happen? Trump has been a first before. He's the first president to be impeached twice, and that was only in one term. Of course, he's calling complete vindication, as usual, with his crackerjack attorney team. By the way, checks are not in the mail, guys. Don't even bother looking for them. Indeed. Hey, thanks so much for tagging along for the ride. Anybody else on the most romantic movies? Carly says, Notebook is always my favorite. Makes me cry every time. And Sid says, An Affair to Remember, and, of course, Sleepless in Seattle, which came from that movie. Yeah. I like An Affair to Remember. Sleepless in Seattle, not so much, only because I was on a date with a very strange guy, and it just sort of reverberates back every time that movie comes on. Just me. Hey, thanks to the TC, Trudy, and Aurora in the booth, MO headquarters, for keeping us moving. And thank you so much for joining us in real time. We'll always love it. Don't forget, all the shows are archived for podcasts. Follow the MO Darkly Show wherever you get your podcasts and be able to listen to for select editions on the Arts Radio Network, PopNet, and now on PodStream. And please drive safe, play nice, dream big, wear your mask, and come back and see us on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. Fat Tuesday just around the corner, so we're going to take you to the Mardi Gras. It's no floats this year, but the houses are all decorated because New Orleans has a certain kind of resilience and spirit that no one can deny. So enjoy it down there in the Big Easy. Come back and see us, won't you? I'm the Amy Beth Arkley Show. I love y'all. Happy Valentine's Day.
Come on, take me to the Mardi Gras, where the people sing and play, where the dancing is elite, and there's music in the street both night and day. Hurry, take me to the Mardi Gras, in the you can wear your summer clothes in the New Orleans. And I will lay my burden down, rest my head upon that shore. When I wear that starry crown, I won't be wanting anymore. Take your burdens to the Mardi Gras. Therefore, music washes your soul. It washes your soul. You can jingle in the street. You can jingle to the beat.
Talking about henna, henna,
henna,
Aiko, Aiko, and